Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Border to Border, the best radio show in the state of Wisconsin. Voted on by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association. The award-winning Wendy's Big Show.
Let's get ready.
Wendy's Big Show.
Showtime, baby.
Play some ball.
Showtime.
This is the Wendy's Big Show with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, former Badger and Packers running back Gary Ellerson, and the inventor of the Lambeau Leap, Pro Football Hall of Famer Leroy Butler.
Wendy's Big Show, served up hot and fresh, live from the Lakeland University studios. Lakeland University now offering co-op credit for work experience. Learn your way at lakeland.edu. Adam Roberts back today, executive producer extraordinaire. Thanks again to Bonamigo Jr., Tim Shea, for filling in yesterday for AR. Gary and Sparky with you to start the show today. Marcus Johnson, Bucks analyst on Bally Sports Wisconsin. Bucks legend. Got his number retired at Fiserv Forum. He joins us in 1.5 hour as we look ahead to Bucks and Celtics. Cal Barkley, you bet or you bet. Odyssey, bet QL. Look at the Bucks and Celtics this weekend. Some of the other NBA games from over the weekend coming up in about 90 minutes. Peter Bukowski, Locked On Packers podcast in hour three. Dick Girardi, longtime horse racing writer for the Philadelphia Daily News, previews the Kentucky Derby in the last half hour of the show today. But first, Gary, I think we start off with the red-hot Milwaukee Brewers at this point. And I was listening to Tim Allen after the game yesterday on our Milwaukee affiliate, 1250 AM The Fan, doing the Gene Wagner Plumbing Baseball post-game show. And he was talking about the fact, you know, pitch here, pitch there, this team could be on a 17-game winning streak right now. That's how well they've been playing. And again, you know, Brewers placing the Reds. Okay, three wins. Brewers and the Cubs, they're not good. Brewers and the Pirates, they're not good. So, like, I get it. But you still got to play the schedule, regardless of how bad the schedule may be with the teams in your division. I mean, just think about it. This team has three wins, the Cincinnati Reds, and you get to play this team 19 times this year. 19 games against this crappy team. And then you get the same amount against the Cubs and the Pirates. I mean, from a Brewer perspective, as far as will they be a playoff team or not be a playoff team, I think it's clear they're a playoff team just because of the division they're in.
Why do fans do this? I don't, for the life of me, I don't understand why fans do this. Like, it's easy. They don't play anybody. I mean, that's the sentiment of fans. Like, appreciate what you have. Appreciate what your team is doing. Appreciate your team goes out and win the games that they're supposed to win. A lot on the way to a championship, a lot of teams don't do that. They get bogged down. Well, you saw the Brewers early in the year, they stumble out of the gates and they lose to Chicago. Didn't play particularly very well. And I don't, for the life of me, they try to downgrade, like, and they do that a lot to, I would say, to the Green Bay Packers, right, in their division. They don't play anybody. You got Chicago, you got who? Minnesota, Detroit. They should win all those games that they play them.
Yeah, that's a good comparison.
Rightly so, they should, because the division is not as good. But I see fans do that all the time. They downplay. You shouldn't downplay that. you can easily lose these games that you should be winning. I think you've got, and then what fans do, well, wait till they go play the Dodgers. Wait till they go play the Padres. Wait
or
till
the
they
Braves.
Go play the Braves. Yep. Wait till they go play the Giants. And in some cases, the fans get so bored of the team winning, they don't even watch the Reds. Now they watch the Cubs because they're right.
Well, look at the Braves for all those years when they had Glavine, Smoltz, and Maddox. Those were half empty stadiums they played in half the time because the fan base lost interest.
That's a whole different deal down there. That's a whole different deal. You can't even compare it to the Brewers. They got a lot of stuff going on down there. I mean, they've got so much stuff going on in Atlanta that they choose to do what they want to do. I mean, they don't get me started about that. That's a whole different animal down there.
They don't want to trigger you on that.
I understand what you're saying.
Is that they were so good for so long and struggled to get over the hump that the fan base just got bored by it and pretty much was like, okay, when we get to the playoffs, call me. And then, you know, maybe I'll go then and go see it again.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
And I don't think it's going to get that way with the Brewers.
That's why the stadium isn't where the stadium is anymore. That's why it got moved.
Out to the suburbs, right?
Thank you.
Yeah, but that's the thing. I don't think we'll ever get to that point with the Brewers. And I think part of the issue, I think, with the Brewers is that when we talk about drawing fans and so forth. I mean, they've been in the playoffs for four straight years, but yet you still never hear a lot of, man, I can't believe they didn't finish. Man, I can't believe they didn't close the deal. Like, you hear that with Rodgers and the Packers consistently. Like, they screwed it up again. Rodgers is again at fault, or the coach screwed it up and they can't get over the hump. But the Brewers losing the playoffs, and it's like, man, I can't believe they lost. You know, well, next year, we'll see what happens next year. And now for the first time, I feel like, and we'll get into this maybe next week at some point, but for the first time right now, I feel like Brewer fans are kind of locked in on a window for the Brewers. Because I was looking at this morning, and we've talked about Woodruff and Burns, those guys both being up, you know, after this year and then two more years after that, they both hit free agency. And I looked up earlier today because Willy Adames has been on an absolute tear, player of the week last week and just killing it. And I looked up his contract. He's up the same year as Woodruff and Burns is, as far as his ability to get to free agency. They're all up at the same time. So I think that window of, okay, if they're going to get there at some point, you know, this is kind of the window you're in. So kind of a three-year window, which I guess is similar, Gary, to what the Packers are in right now with Aaron Rodgers, with the assumption that Aaron Rodgers is going to play the next 3 years. And then after that, you know, you may have to take a step back.
I gave you a topic earlier in the week and probably didn't explain myself to you well enough about it. But is it Super Bowl? Is it World Series
right.
a bust?
Yeah, I figure we can maybe get to it at some point next week
for the Brewers. But but here's why. To me, I don't think that it is, because I think what people have come to realize about the Milwaukee Brewers, that it's hard to win the way that they're trying to do it. It almost has to be the perfect storm, because of the way the salaries are in Major League Baseball. We talk about Rowdy Tellez the other day and how David Stearns, how did he find him? You talk about Willy Adames. I mean, he was good, but I don't think he was this player that he liked this before he came to Milwaukee. I mean, they drafted pitchers and they hit on those pitchers. Great. But what has happened mostly for the Brewers is that the front office, David Stearns and all those guys, they have flipped this script right in front of your face. I mean, they have changed the way this team look year, almost every 2-3 years, you have moving parts. And then the problem that you have, if you mess around and screw it up by giving a guy a lot of money and then he doesn't produce, you may hurt yourself.
For sure.
And that's almost a gamble in itself. That's how precarious of a situation that the Brewers are in when doling out amounts of cash to guys then that don't live up to their contract. And so I don't think this. I would love to see, for me, I understand how it works. For me, I don't know about anybody else out there. I would love to see the Brewers to be competitive just like they are. I think they're in a tough spot. to try to win it all. I don't know if I have the aspirations of World Series a bust. When you keep seeing the Dodgers do what they do every single year, or maybe the Yankees, all these guys, all these teams are spending the money, knowing that my Brewers can't even come anywhere close to that, I don't know if I expect the World Series. Because the playing field is not equal.
Yeah, and we can get to some of more of that next week. I want to get into Christian Yelich, though, because Yelich has been the guy that everybody has had their spotlight focused on because of the money, no doubt. It's definitely because of the money. It's not because of the trade, because the trade-wise, the Marlins have none of the players left from that trade anymore that the Brewers traded them. So the Brewers won the trade, there's no question. But now, like with Braun, after the PED thing, it's about the money and the productivity that goes along with it and whether or not it's worth the money that they paid them, and the fact that they have them for like the next decade on top of it with all this money they're paying them. Also leads to it. So Yelich has been on fire as of late, playing really well. The question is, what does Yelich have to do to prove to you that he's turned things around? That, okay, the last 2 years are done. I'm getting back to being the guy that I was. Not that he's going to be an MVP necessarily again, but getting back to being an all-star type outfielder. What does Yelich have to do to prove to you that he's turned things around? Because he's playing well right now. Maybe he's proved to you already that he's turned things around. The Van Horn Direct toll-free talk line, 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. Don't forget, Van Horn has entered the RV world. Pro Camp by Van Horn is a Class B camper van. It's like a tiny home on wheels, designed for the weekend warrior or people who want to live the on-the-go van life. If you haven't seen this thing yet, check out VanHornProCamp.com. With 6 models available and a wide range of options, you can get the freestyle model with just walls and flooring to customize yourself. Now, for me, I'm not doing that because I'm not good at, you know, wiring electricity and plumbing and all that other stuff, so I'm out on that one. But you can go all the way out to a fully loaded package like the breakaway model, complete with awning, solar power, kitchen area, and adjustable bed and pull-out bench seat with enough room to sleep 4. Explore all your options today and more at VanHornProCamp.com.
Wisconsin-wide, the Big Show Radio Network.
Yelich now straight away center. Brewers have gone back to back.
All right, courtesy of Valley Sports Wisconsin, Urias and Yelich with back-to-back homers for the Brewers and the first two at-bats for the Brewers. They're already down 3-0 by the time they got up to bat yesterday. But they got back-to-back homers, and then home run derby was on after that. Willy Adames with a couple homers. And then you had, obviously, Urias and Yelich with homers there. Keston Hira with a homer as well. Brewers win that one yesterday, 10-5. They take care of business against the Cincinnati Reds as well. They win 6-3, 18-4, and 10-5. And an offensive explosion for the Milwaukee Brewers. Asking you this question, what does Yelich have to do to prove to you that he has turned things around? Because I think you could say right now, if you're just looking based on the last homestand, that Christian Yelich is showing that, hey, look, this isn't the Christian Yelich of the last couple of years. He's driving the ball better and doing what he's supposed to be doing at the end of the day. Last 7 days, he has 9 runs, 9 hits, a couple of doubles, 3 home runs, Gary, 8 RBIs, 5 walks to 7 strikeouts, and is playing really well. But again, it's also, you know, the naysayers will say, but who's he playing? And I don't know if that's fair or not to Christian Yelich. A lot of people are saying, well, give me some more. You know, and I guess I'm one of them that says, because I said it at the beginning of the year for Yelich, I'm not going to overreact one way or the other. I just want to see where he is June 1st. And let's see after 2 months what his numbers look like. And then make a determination at that point kind of what we're dealing with. Because right now he's playing really well, Gary.
Well, it's never going to be enough. If, you know, if he's, you know, if he's not playing at that MVP level for most people, it's never going to be enough. And he may not never get back to that. I don't know. But I just think there's always going to be fans that are like that. It's never going to be enough. We should be rejoicing in the fact that the Brewers are winning. that it feels like as a team that the Brewers feel like they're back on track as a team. And then now the talk from the fans now is about what Yelich is and isn't doing when, I don't know, what we won the last, 15 out of the last,
18, something like that.
Yeah, something like that. And so that really should be what we're talking about. I mean, all this Yelich talk is really centered around him and not necessarily about how well the team is playing and not necessarily how well we did touch on a little bit, but you know, you got a guy like Rowdy Tellez, you got Willie Adama, those guys are coming through and those guys are hitting and those guys are making the team better. Are we even talking about, what's the guy named, Hira?
Keston Hira hit a home run yesterday.
Yeah.
Struck out three times, but he hit a home run.
But we don't even mention him as much. So there's a lot of guys that are playing well and the pitching is absolutely phenomenal that we're not even talking about. And I get it because you paid it. And I hate that because we pay a guy a lot of money. We feel like we need to scrutinize that guy more. I guess that comes with the business.
It'll be the same way if and when they pay Burns or Woodruff. It's going to be the same thing to them. Or if they pay Willie Adames when he gets paid, it's going to be the same expectation. Yelich after the game yesterday talking about the explosion by the Brewers offense.
20 really? Homers on the homestand. I mean, is it
20?
20 on the homestand, 6 games.
Huh. Yeah. Not bad for a team that can't hit, I guess. But, it's just one of those things. You know, guys putting good swings on balls, putting in a lot of work, working hard. When we do struggle offensively, it's not for lack of effort. It's sometimes just tip your cap to the other side or whatever it may be, you know. And just try and put together quality at-bats. And when we have a good approach as a team, and do a good job of controlling the strike zone, making the other team earn it if they're going to get us out. You kind of see what we're capable of. And you got to ride the ups and downs because there's going to be ups and downs throughout the year, you know. And we talk about that in spring training at the beginning of the year. You just want to play as well as you can for as long as you can and then try and shorten those bad stretches.
There is Christian Yelich talking about the Brewers' bats exploding on this last homestand. Leroy Butler joins us now here in the Lakeland University studios. What does Yelich have to do to prove to you that he's turned things around, Leroy?
You may be asking the wrong player.
I know. I'm asking the wrong person, yes. But you're here, so I have to ask you.
Yeah, is he okay?
He's acting like you.
He can't act like me.
Man.
It's impossible.
Oh.
I'll wait till he get through. Is he done?
I don't know.
I
have no idea, man. Come on. We got Marcus Johnson coming up in like 10 minutes. Go.
Well, you may be asking the wrong person. Because I don't, I'm with a guy all the time, Steve, when he over 500.
Yeah. Craig
not
Council.
Not when he 500. Yeah. I'm not a front runner. I don't wait till a guy go 3 or 5 and then... I don't do that. I just don't. I think most players like, this is mental
health awareness month.
It should be, and it's also Teacher Appreciation Week, which should be every week. So I just think that we didn't have social media to react to it. I just think that most players, first of all, I want to know what music they were playing in the background. I don't know who's in charge of that. I'm assuming Willie may be in on that.
You say Willie would be?
Because he's kind of the guy that's kind of got them going. When Arcia left, because he used to do all the kind of fun stuff. So I don't know.
I think it's McKelvey's Spotify list.
Really?
No, I'm totally joking.
Oh, okay, I love Alan McKelvey. But yeah, I don't know. He's going to have to do this. Here's what I don't understand, though. When you play a terrible team, if they beat you, it's a big deal. Full phone lines. But when you beat them, nobody calls. So had he struck out 5 times against the Reds, you guys would be hammering him. So if he does well against the Reds, then it's not that big of a deal.
It's no different than if the Packers beat the Lions.
Hey, man, pick 6 against the Lions.
No, but you're saying reaction from the fans. Yeah. The Packers beat the Lions, everybody's like, okay, fine, you beat the Lions, who cares? The Packers lose to the Lions, then everybody goes nuts.
Yeah,
for
that's
sure.
Why you
same
call
thing.
Them fans that turn them on and turn them off. I'm talking about the hardcore Brewer fans understand baseball. Y'all play 2 million games a year, Gary. How many games they play, man? I forget how many
162.
Games. Oh, man. It feel like 2,000. So I don't know if you can hang on every game. Now, what I will say and what Gary said is correct. The bigger headline is that the Brewers are second best record in the league. Tied for best. I mean, now what the Mets did yesterday is amazing.
Yeah, big rally in the ninth. Yeah.
Yeah, you can say whatever you want. I ain't never seen nobody lose 7-1. I mean, in the ninth inning. I mean, come on, man. Those are great headlines. I get it. Fine. But when you get a team that started out that didn't play well against the Cubs, and when David Stearns, who was on the podcast with my guy with the best beard, Dillard, the name of that podcast, Steve?
Brewers Unfiltered on the Odyssey app or brewers.com.
Oh, yeah, I downloaded my Odyssey app. So my thing is this. I'm like, he was on to something, Gary, when he said that. This may be the most – what is the word? Did he use talented? I know that's your favorite word.
Yeah, he said it's the most talented team they've
had. See, I don't like that word talented. That's a setup.
And he didn't – I don't think he actually said it.
I know, I'm just saying –
I believe Mark, the owner, said that Stern said it. Mark is the one that said that David said it to him.
Oh, so he didn't actually hear it.
I don't believe David has publicly said it. Maybe he did,
okay, well,
and I didn't hear it. But
we'll say allegedly.
I heard Mark referenced that David
said it. Can we say allegedly?
Yeah.
Okay. I think that because of Tellez, how do you say his name?
Rowdy.
Because if you got a good two strong, well, really three with Colton Wong, three strong left-handed hitters in the lineup at any time, you playing a lot of right-hand pitchers, and playing an AmFam, yeah, you're going to hit a lot of them out, cuz. So, hey, I'm excited for Yelich because it's two custom jerseys that I wanted this year. I got to go pick them up, by the way. It's Willy Adames, of course. That's my guy. And Yelich. I ordered this when he was struggling. You know what I'm saying, Gary? That's when there's no line. I'm in the Yelich line by myself. Next jersey, I get that. If I go now, it may be 4, 5, 6, 8, 10, 15, 20 people. Because they think this is the big turnaround. And I hope it is. Because when this schedule gets tougher this month, that's when people are going to say, nah, I need him to go 2-for-4, 3-for-3. And that's okay. I don't mind you judging the stars at a high rate, like how you judge Aaron Rodgers. They're supposed to be held to a high clip. But it's just hard for me to ask for a guy to hit 300 when he got a crack in his knee. It's hard for me to do that. And he's trying to play. Because if he doesn't play, soft.
Right.
Why can't he play with an injury?
Yeah, very true. You're right.
It comes to territory.
When the Bucks win, you win at Wendy's.
Get them, Bucks.
No Chris Middleton on Saturday. No Chris Middleton on Monday either. However, Bud did say that we'll see on Middleton for the rest of the series after Monday. So we'll see.
Like
after every Bucks win, stop by any participating Wisconsin Wendy's for a free small Frosty. No purchase necessary. Chocolate or vanilla. This offer is only good for 24 hours after a win. So act fast. When the Bucks win, you win at Wendy's. Speaking of those Bucks legend, Bucks TV analyst on Bally Sports Wisconsin,
MJ.
Marcus Johnson,
joins
us next here on the Wendy's Big Show.
You're listening to the Big Show Radio Network.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Wendy's Big Show, served up hot and fresh. Gary, Leroy Butler, the Pro Football Hall of Famer, Steve Sparky Fiverr with you. Right now at Wendy's, satisfy your craving for sweet and heat. The new hot honey chicken sandwich featuring a bold hot honey sauce, applewood smoked bacon, and Wendy's signature spicy chicken filet. Try it now. I tried the hot honey sauce on a crispy chicken biscuit at breakfast at participating U.S. Wendy's. Joining us now on the Center Orange Hotline, friend of the show, Bucks legend, TV analyst for Bally Sports Wisconsin. Follow him on Twitter at oldschool888. He is Marcus Johnson. Schneider's hiring drivers right now. For more info, call him 844-PRIDE. Or go to schneiderjobs.com. That's 844-PRIDE. Or go to schneiderjobs.com. Marcus, thanks for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
Always a pleasure. Always a pleasure. How you guys doing?
Doing good, man. Before we get into talking Bucks, Celtics, and all of that, I know you had a high school showcase event that you wanted to get the word out on, so go ahead.
Okay, yeah, no, I'm doing my first MJ's Point Forward Exposure Showcase. Going to be out at the Mosh Performance Center out in Franklin, June 23rd and 24th, 7th through 12th grade. Boys and girls, some of the top underclassmen in the state will be attending. And it's all about trying to get the under-the-radar players coming up, middle school and high school in particular, who are looking to continue their basketball careers in college. So I'm just trying to help as many young people as possible, play basketball in college, maybe get some financial aid, get a scholarship, D1, D2, D3. NAIA, whatever, just get that education. And so that's what this is all about. And for more information, Sabir, S-A-B-I-R Shapiro, S-H-A-P-I-R-O, Sabir Shapiro, one word, at gmgt.com is where you can send any kind of emails for information on the showcase. So it should be a lot of fun. And the cap it off, I'm going to be in the process right now of trying to get some evaluators, talent evaluators like Calvin Rayford and Keith Stewart and Brian Gaines and maybe Latrell Sprewell. We're talking with his people also, but Von McDade, Tony Smith, Brian Curry, some of the most notable high school players in this area's history. So should be a lot of fun and a lot of great competition, and I think a lot of good can come from it for these young high school ball players. So thank you for letting me get that out there.
So Marcus, what is it? Is it a bunch of basketball games essentially throughout the day? Is it like drill work, or what all happens throughout the day for these kids if they sign up?
No, it's a showcase. So it's going to be a lot of drill work, but more importantly, these kids will get a chance to play against each other based on skill level. And so, we'll kind of take a look at them the first part of the day, and then divide them up into teams that will be equally competitive in terms of skill level. You can bring in the whole team if you want to, or come individually. And basically, the evaluators and the people that are plugged into different scouting systems throughout the state, collegiately, throughout the country, really, will be able to take a look at these kids and evaluate them and kind of give them a chance to showcase the players, at least give them a chance to showcase their skill level, and hopefully attract some attention from college coaches around the state and around the country.
Marcus, Gary Ellison here. I guess you didn't know that Leroy Butler was the best three-point shooter in the state of Florida.
Oh, yeah, I can definitely come help some
before they had the three-point line. You know he had that brown knee brace. Yeah. He had that brown knee brace on, Marcus, with the steel plate coming down the side of it.
And the three silver things to connect.
Yeah, he was a little pigeon-toed there a little bit, too. He let that thing fly.
So he had a three-point shot before the three-point shot was even there.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, man. Leroy let it go, man.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. MJ, I didn't want to make them put it down there, MJ. They said, we need to back this kid up, man. He's too much of a dart thrower, man. We got to back this kid up, man. So that's great. Yeah. I do want to ask you a question, Marcus. This is Leroy Butler, of course. Did you get some of that reboot money from White Men Can't Jump, man? Because they got Jack Harlow playing Woody Harrelson. Did they holler at you about that?
We're in the process of talking about
it. Okay, good. Okay, good. Good. Good.
Yeah, we'll see where it goes. I mean, some of the people that are responsible for writing it and producing it have reached out, and we're trying to see what's happening. There's all kind of stuff happening out there right now. It's Clipper projects to go with these Laker projects, and so it's all. I mean, it's funny, the 80s and the 80s and 90s, man, that's hot right now. So I'm trying to take full advantage. That was my era, so I'm trying to take full advantage.
Yeah, good for you. That's great. I do want to get into when Marcus Smart wasn't playing in game two. I get it. I think most people thought that Holiday could have another game of 25 or more, just kind of go off. It seemed like to me that once Giannis got the triple-double, they want to limit his access in the paint because he dominates the paint. What do you think Budenholzer's next move? Because it seemed like to me they give up a lot of threes, Marcus. Are they going to defend? You think they'll defend those better? Or do they think they'll just need to take more threes like Brook Lopez?
Well, it's interesting. I mean, the Bucks took 18 three-point shots. That's the fewest amount of three-point shots in a playoff game in 30 years. I was kind of surprised to read that. So, yes, and I looked at the film from game two, and Giannis, we don't want to take away, obviously, his aggressiveness and his attack mode mentality. But I also think that there were some opportunities where he could have kicked the ball out to Brook Lopez for some shots outside, could have dumped it off to Brook inside. Robert Williams is just leaving Brook Lopez. Anytime Giannis tries to think about penetrating, get into the paint against Al Horford or Grant Williams, Robert Williams just has no regard for Brook Lopez whatsoever. He just leaves him. I think the Bucks have got to make him pay for that.
Yep.
Drew Holiday. Now I do a breakdown, too, when I look at the video. It's just old school, me going by instinct, gut, 50-plus years of basketball experience. But I call it makeable misses. And these are shots that guys missed that very easily, based on their history, they could have made. Drew Holiday, of his 13 misses in game two, 10 of those are really makeable for him. And so I look for him to kind of turn that around at home and really put a lot more points on the board and take some of the pressure off of Giannis. And then defensively, you're right. I mean, their three-point shooter, they shot 47%. But, you saw that game. Some of those, Jaylen Brown – so the step-back threes against Grayson Allen, the corner three contested by Brook Lopez, some of that stuff. If he's going to make those consistently, all you can do is, tip your cap to him. But these other guys, you can't let Grant Williams have 21 points. Peyton Pritchard, you can't leave him wide open for three-point looks. Yep. So some of these other guys, you've got to try and at the very least keep in check. Tatum and Brown are going to get there some way, somehow. And final point, I'm looking at the way this Celtics team plays against zone defenses this year, and they were 27th in the league in terms of how effective they were offensively against zone defenses. So not to say the Bucks need to play a zone, but if you remember against Chicago, against DeRozan, against Zach LaVine, it was kind of a hybrid kind of a zone. Guys were just kind of plugged up, driving lanes and rely on their quickness to close out against some of the other shooters later. So I think there's a lot of faith. Look, I got a lot of faith and confidence in this coaching staff, Coach Budenholzer, Charles Lee, Darvin Ham, Patrick St. Andrews. These guys know what they're doing. They've been there before. They had never even last year. We were panicking a little bit last year, getting down, 0-2 against Brooklyn and against Phoenix, and then Atlanta came in and beat us one game at home. They've been in this position before, so I have every confidence in the world that they're going to put these players in the right position to do the things they need to do to be successful.
Marcus, go ahead.
Go
sorry.
Ahead. Marcus, also, we were looking at this game, and the first couple of games that Middleton was out, you saw Grayson Allen stepped up his game and really played really well. And this past game, it seemed a little bit uncomfortable. I mean, they can get him back to doing what he was doing when Middleton was out, I think will help them immensely.
No, you're right. And so what happens, you know, Boston, Ime Udoka, he's done a terrific job this year. They're, what, 32-8 the last 40 games of the season. He's got them playing as well as anybody in the league. So they know that too. So they were up in Grayson Allen stuff. He had very few open looks, making it put it on the floor. They've got great length inside between Horford and Williams that I talked about. And so for the Bucks, I think one of the things that we saw in the second half in game two, there was a lot more dribble handoffs, a lot more screens for Giannis to try and get a better mismatch for him, to get Jaylen Brown defending him, to get Jason Tatum defending him. So those are the things, I think, if you look at that second half, you can see that the Bucks loosen up Giannis, loosen up that Celtic defense a lot more effectively. And that's the things that the coaches, I think, will look to do. It's funny, guys, and you guys probably do a lot of it in football. I'm not sure how much. But it's almost like you don't want to show your whole hand right away. You know what I mean? You want to let it play out. And it's a seven-game series, possibly. First team to win four. So you don't want to, like, tip your hand right off the bat and allow these great coaches and players to make early adjustments so that you don't have anything to go to later. So Bucks played great in game one. Celtics played great in game two. Now I think things kind of get a little bit more even in terms of final score and the lack of double-digit wins. And that's what it's all about. It's a chess match, and it's a lot of fun to watch.
Talking with Marcus Johnson, Bucks analyst, Valley Sports Wisconsin. Of course, Bucks legend. You can see his jersey hanging up there at Fiserv Forum on Twitter @OldSchool888. Joining us here on the Wendy's Big Show. Marcus, the physicality that's being allowed by the referees in the playoffs this year. Obviously, every year it's more physical. Do you like the amount of physicality that they're allowing these guys to play with it and not blowing the whistle? Or do you think it's maybe getting out of control a little bit?
Call physical. Oh, man, really? You know, come on, Kurt Rambis, you know, Kevin McHale. I can, you know, it's funny, Don Nelson used to always want me to try and beat up Danny Ainge. Like, you need to kick his ass, MJ. He would undercut you, whatever. But Danny was such a nice guy. He was so cool, you know what I mean? That it was hard to get upset. But Danny would always be like, I'm paying all fines. Go ahead and just take him out, you know? But look, you know, I love it. I love the fact that the officials are allowing both teams to play. And yeah, look, so now Giannis, and Giannis is really good at this. He's got to figure out kind of, you know, when to go quickly, when he catches it in the post or in the corners or on the elbows, when to be more deliberate, you know, trying to bait them into a double team or triple team or whatever. They talk about this single coverage, but if you look at the film, they're still shading two and three guys to him at all times. So there's some openings there. But no, I love it. I mean, let these guys play. Don't call the cheap fouls. I mean, and it's been that way for most of the season, so the players should be somewhat acclimated to it. I remember so many times this year talking about the level of contact that they're allowing, especially in the restricted area on challenges at the rim, and I have no problem with that. I mean, I hate for a lot of whistles to be blown and the game to be disjointed, no rhythm, no flow. And as a player, you know, as long as you're calling it both ways, I think players would prefer it to be called this way than a lot of ticky-tack fouls, a lot of, you know, negligible contact on any kind of a penetration toward the rim. So I'm good with it, man. I'm good with it.
Marcus, last one for me, we'll let you get going. We've been talking about security because yesterday, me and Steve and Gary and actually Bonamingo, AR wasn't here. We was talking about the of course, it started with the Will Smith and Chris Rock thing, but the Dave Chappelle thing. I think the NBA has been getting a handle on Draymond Green. He's leaving, got blood, and he had, you know, he flipped off the people, cost him $25,000. Some kind of way, it seemed like they have enough security to make sure people don't come on the court. What do you tell athletes, Marcus, when fans are just selling wolf tickets at you, they're yelling and screaming, I mean, because I think that really took Kyrie out of his game. I really did. And then we had Marcus Smart. Yeah. His mom told him, you know, if he goes somewhere, I'm paraphrasing, of course, just don't be scared when you're going the road. You just got to concentrate. What do you, because this is Mental Health Month. What do you tell athletes and your young athletes that you deal with when they're at the free throw line, they got to block everything out and just make two? What do you tell them mentally to stay focused?
Well, I mean, you know, and it's funny you mentioned that I have a daughter that plays. She's 12 by 5'11", really good basketball player. I post a lot of her stuff on Twitter and Instagram at times. But she was at the free throw line in the tournament last weekend in Los Angeles. And she's really a good free throw shooter. But her first free throw, first one of a one-and-one, I think the game was tied, about 3 seconds left. And the parents underneath the basket of the opposing team were just cussing her out and yelling at her.
That's crazy.
She told me to go, not hitting the rim. And she just off the side of the backboard to the left, you know. I'm like, what happened with that? You know, well, they made me really, really nervous, you know. And so, you know, it goes both ways, but it's a part of it's been so ingrained in sports in terms of the fans and how rabid they can become. I mean, for players, you would like to stay above the fray. I think as long as you don't cross the line. You mentioned security, the Dave Chappelle, but we've seen some playoff games where fans have come on the court. And I can remember, this is back in the 90s, working with the Sonics and in Philadelphia. And this fan, you dressed like, you know, in kind of the gang wear, the big Letterman's jacket and the boots and all that stuff, came on the court and kind of confronted Gary Payton. So, you know, if it gets out of hand, I think the league is going to have to look to do a little bit more in terms of ejections and then beefing up security and doing something around the court. But that's also one of the, I think, the attractions to me of especially basketball. Football is similar also. Baseball maybe not as much. Even baseball, I mean, you saw some players trying to get after the fans in a recent game. So it's a big deal. I mean, it's a big deal, but I think everybody's got to be on the same page. You just can't expect the players to control themselves without educating the fans in terms of what, you know, what's proper, what's crossing the line, what's not crossing the line. And so you're right. It's an issue that seems to be, you just don't want an episode to happen. You know what I mean? That somebody gets hurt badly or something happens that all of a sudden we regret we allowed it to get this far. So you're right. It needs to be reined in and addressed. From both perspectives, the fans and the players.
Absolutely.
Marcus, we got a roll here, but if people want to get in touch with you guys for your showcase event for high schoolers, 7th through 12th grade, I believe you said, how did they go about doing it again?
Yeah, well, the end, it's Shabir Shapiro, one word, gmgt.com is the email address. And we're going to have more information out there real soon, and we're working on our whole website and all that stuff that we're gonna have up shortly, probably at the end of the day. So I'll even get back with your producer
we'll post it for you
so you can put it out there.
Yeah, I'll put it on my social media too. Get it to me.
We'll do for sure. Y'all, people flying off from all over the country just
shooter.
Because Leroy tweeted it out. Right, Marcus, thanks so much for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
Thanks a lot, Marcus.
Thanks, buddy.
Good time, guys. Pleasure's mine. Thank you.
Take care. There he is, Marcus Johnson on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider's hiring drivers right now. For more info, call them 800-44-PRIDE or go to SchneiderJobs.com. That's 800-44-PRIDE or go to SchneiderJobs.com.
Border to Border, the Big Show Radio Network.
Wendy's Big Show, served up hot and fresh, live from the Lakeland University studios. Sparky, Gary Ellison, the Pro Football Hall of Famer, Leroy Butler, is here as well. What do you got, Leroy?
Hey, I was going to ask Gary this earlier, because we were the only ones that brought up about Tannehill, about mental health,
right,
giving him some space to work it out. I think it should be a federal offense of anybody entering a stage, a court, a field. It should be federal. So you already know, excuse me, if you go up on stage, you're going downtown for 2 or 3 years.
The guy that attacked?
Just spell it out.
Dave Chappelle is not having a felony. They're four misdemeanor charges.
I mean, that bail should be $1 million.
Four misdemeanors.
Got shot.
Yep.
Yeah, it should be a federal offense to enter anything.
Could have got stabbed.
Anything like that should be a federal offense. Then we don't have to worry about it. So, Congress, get to work. I'll give y'all something to work on.
Dan, nothing else going on, really. So, I'm glad you're able to help them with
something. Yeah, they ain't doing nothing anyway.
Congress
trying
got a lot going
use
on.
Use whatever.
All right, we got to move on.
Roe versus Wade. Yeah. We got a lot going on.
Gary will go fix it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.